Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. Girls Class 3 District 10 seedings are in, and the one seed is the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Two seed Liberty, three seed Licking. Willow Lady Bears got the four seed. Houston, fifth seed, and the sixth seed is Kabul. Willow Springs will face Houston Tuesday of next week at 5:30. The winner will face Thayer on Thursday of next week at 5:30. Licking will face Kabul next Tuesday at 7 p.m., and the winner will move on to face Liberty at 7 p.m. a week from this Thursday. The district finals will be played at 6 p.m. on Saturday, March 1st. All games will be played at the Kabul High School gym and will be broadcast on KUKU 100.3 FM. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies were in action this past weekend. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
Two good efforts in a row by the MSU West Plains Grizzlies. They win again Saturday night by beating the Mineral Area Cardinals for the second time this year, this time by a final score of 73-61, and this time in regulation after winning in overtime the first time around. The Grizzlies got a consistent effort from their two leading scorers, Urji Hanami and Ryan Richardson. Each had 17 points. The Grizzlies had three players in double figures. Included in that group was Sean Glass with 12. Game was tied at 32 in the second half. The Grizzlies continued to take excellent care of the basketball. No turnovers in the second half, and they go on to win by a dozen and raise their season mark now to 12-15. And the Grizzlies beat Mineral Area now 2-1 on the year against them by final score Saturday, 73-61 at the Grizzly homecoming. At the Civic Center with the Grizzlies, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
High school basketball for tonight. Liberty boys and girls will be at Salem. Games will air on the Fox 96.9. West Plains Zizzers will host Marshfield. That's boys and girls. Games will air on KDY 102.5 and be live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Full camp workouts began today for the St. Louis Cardinals, or begin today for the St. Louis Cardinals in Florida as the club reshapes its future. One of the objectives this winter was to trade third baseman Nolan Arenado. He rejected a potential trade to Houston and was open to a trade with the Boston Red Sox, but the club could never work out the details. After Alex Bregman signed with the Red Sox, it meant Arenado remained in St. Louis for the time being. Number 21, Missouri Tigers, had a strong second half during an 87-74 win over Georgia at the Statesman Coliseum on Saturday. The Tigers trailed by three at the break before outscoring the Bulldogs 87-74 the rest of the way. Anthony Robinson, the second, and Caleb Grill each scored 15 points in the victory. Mizzou is in fifth place in the SEC with an 8-4 conference record. And they're 19-6 overall. The Tigers will host number 2 Alabama on Wednesday. That game will air on Q94. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.